if you guys could invent anything you wanted with a handful of professional scientists and engineers under your command, what would you make?
Wait, has the podcast started?
Okay.
What would you make?
Well, right now, because I think I'm looking at something on the news with a bunch of furries or something, I'd make the ultimate furry suit for those furry friends out there. I don't know what I'm looking at. It's really weird, and I'm... Oh, here it is. They're not furries. They're eggies. They're dressed up as eggs. I'd make a high-tech egg suit for those people who like to dress up as eggs. The White House hosted its 141st annual Easter egg roll.
What kind of tech would it have?
I mean, just so people can become the best eggs they can be, you know? That's all you really need.
That's it?
Well, yeah. What? You're not happy with just being content with being an egg?
Well, I've got something better.
There's beauty in simplicity.
No, I have something. I have the best one. Okay.
Brian, stop interrupting Isaac.
Shut up, Maddie. No one cares. Okay. This is the reason my invention's a thing. My invention is a mute button for people. Okay, so...
We all know you'd only use it on Maddie.
Japanese researchers have invented the ultimate conversation killer, an instrument of control, a machine that can shut someone up at will.
Okay, that's not hard. All you have to do is punch them in the face and knock them out, man.
Well, that's not very nice.
That's not kinder than necessary.
I mean, would freezing time honestly be better? Freezing time?
Brian! Brian! Cut it out!
I have to. Groove, but not appreciated.
Whoa! Look at Nate's new Xbox S. Let's talk about that.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I like PS4 better than Xbox. What?
Everyone comment something. Everyone comment, yum.
Yum? Where?
All lowercase. All on Nate's new post.
Oh my gosh, I don't even follow Nate.
What?
I don't know why.
I don't follow anybody. Everyone's annoying. Dog! Chewy?
Chewy! Wow, I can't believe Chewy came into your closet, Isaac.
Fiona! Oh my gosh.
Jeez, Fiona.
I know, Fiona's such
You know
a bad
what
dog.
Would make a great sound with the dogs? Some viola shredding.
Honestly, that didn't sound that bad. I liked that.
Alright, you know what? Alright, give me a second.
No, we need to talk about the latest tech. No, Isaac, don't end it.
Guys, my bedtime's in 1 minute.
Survival of the fittest, Maddie. Man. You're going first.
Maddie, be a rebel. It's 8:30. Some people are now eating dinner.
I just finished dinner.
Who eats dinner? I just ate dinner. I'm not one to talk. Who sleeps
right after eating their dinner?
Me.
You know what, guys? Guys, this is gonna be some content.
Who's heating something up in the microwave? I heard that. What are you eating? Tell me right
that
now.
That would be Isaac.
Isaac, what are you eating? You need to know.
James Adams, Kate Eshelman, William Alberti, Brooke Alexander, Elena Allig, Ben Allen IV, Riley Anderson, Nathaniel Anderson, Margaret Errico, Peyton Armath, Caleb Ariel Fonseca, Avery Atkins, Jackson Austin Miller, Bradley Austin, Shinchin Bandiapudai, Lucas Barbu, Jack Barnard, Mackenzie Beckington, Olivia Behan, David Benny, Griffin Berwick, Jonathan Bilal. What?
Is this a hit list?
No, this is the this is the yearbook.
Oh, you're just reading every person's name in our school. Play sad violin music. Is that Phantom of the Opera?
Wait, Phantom of the Opera? Yeah, you are better than us.
I have ice cream, that's why.
Wait, Brian.
Yeah?
Where do you want
to
start?
I need to get my music sheet.
Get it then.
I did get it.
Okay, so we're...
Ella, this is a VIP performance.
Okay, I'm honored.
Only you get to hear this.
Wait, maybe start from the beginning?
Do you want to?
Sure.
Okay, what tempo?
Actually, let's start from 42. Actually, yeah.
42. Okay, I'll tap, okay, ready? That tempo fine?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
One, two,
three, four. One. Two,
boo, three, you suck.
Four. Oh, wait, where are we starting? 42. Hang on, wait, Brian, don't go.
Stop the chill down, Brian.
Play your drums.
Okay, Brian.
Yeah.
This isn't working. Why don't we have a contest? And I was the judge. We'll play solo.
Okay. I wasn't going to say anything, but I fell off the table I was sitting on in the middle of that. That's why I screamed.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, I fell
off the table. That's so stupid.
Okay, wait. Brian, let's each play a song and let Ella judge who's better.
Okay.
By the way, Ella, I know where you live.
Cool. Come kill me. No, you don't. You've never been to this house. Yeah, you. No, you haven't. I moved.
Oh, shoot. You moved. Never mind.
Ha! Put your hand. I know where you live.
That's all right, cool. Isaac, you can go first.
I don't know what song.
I know exactly where you keep your lightsabers.
Wait, you guys are breaking apart for me.
I'm gonna start. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hang on. Okay. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Song to choose. I did Viva Violas, but I barely ever cry.
Why'd you do Viva Violas? Oh my god. Isaac, that was the worst song to play, dude.
I know, I shouldn't have done that one.
Yeah, why'd you do that one?
I'll do Viva Violas. Alright.
Gathering, orchestra students are much more are just better than band students. You guys actually have your stuff together.
Right.
If you ask a band student to play one song, we'd completely fall apart. None of us know how to do anything.
Brian, you should play that for Layla. She'd love it.
But Layla? Also,
yeah.
Wait, don't tell. Oh, dude, she's right there. She's listening to us.
She can't do that to you. It's your face. It's your area.
Wait, Ella, you don't know, yeah. Right?
I don't care.
Okay, good. You shouldn't.
I'm gonna say, like,
I'm chill.
Ella, good. Did you ever finish Detroit Become Human?
I'm still playing it.
You're still on the story?
No, I've been procrastinating because I don't want to kill anybody.
Fair enough.
I already killed somebody. It was an accident because I didn't want to look bad, but then I killed them. It wasn't any of the main characters, but I killed somebody. I forgot his name, so I guess he wasn't that important.
Dude, somebody Isaac, loves. Uncle Pen is so stupid.
I hate it so much.
Wait. I need someone to confirm this.
What?
Is it true that all orchestra students secretly want to murder each other?
Yes.
No.
Oh, okay. Because that's what it looks like. From my source, it's like it's a cutthroat competition. Like, if you mess up, they're gonna kill you, and everyone wants to kill you for your position.
Okay.
Is it true?
I mean, that's not how I see it.
Oh, well, that's okay. Then my source is just okay. I'd play my drums, but I don't feel like it, so.
Ow! Yeah, play your drums.
I'm in my basement. My drums are in my room. And I'm eating ice cream. So no.
This has been fun.
Yeah, this it is has. Kind of fun. A real sad song for an ending. 20
minutes and 5 seconds exactly, and I have nothing I can use for the podcast, so that's amazing. But it's fine. This is a great multiple.
Dude, Isaac, just use the whole thing that we've been talking about this whole time.
Wait, what is anyone going to watch that?
Watch what?
What we've been talking about or listening to?
How do you watch?
You can watch a podcast.
Wait, Ella, have you heard of Schindler's List?
No.
You
explain.
Oh.
Explain.
Listen to it.
All
right. It's Itzhak Perlman. I'll send the link.
What was that thing about the new Xbox thing?
Was Nate.
Our friend Nate used to have a computer, but it was literally the trashiest computer in the world, and he was garbage at it anyway. And now he got console, and he's hoping that he's going to be half decent, but I'll still clap him in every single 1v1 we do.
Alright.
I'm sure of it.
No, he just doesn't want to play with all the sweats.
Isaac, what level are you in Overwatch? I want to flex on you.
How much do you play, woman?
I have over 115 hours on it. And I'm level 126.
What rank?
Ella, add me.
Add you? Where?
On Xbox.
She's on PlayStation.
I'm PlayStation.
Dang it, dude. Are you kidding me?
I know. I don't have an Xbox.
Come on, Ella.
Also, I'm depressed. I don't want to do my placement matches because,
Same.
I have some left, but what happened was I got disconnected for like 3 of them, so now it was automatic loss for me, and then I lost 2 and then I won 2, and so I'm 2 for 8. So if I lose, it's just gonna end up bad because it was not fair. Because I got disconnected, the game was being really mean to me. It wouldn't let me rejoin. So, like, the connection was lost and stuff. So then automatic loss for me, which I don't like that at all. So there's no point, because it's probably just going to put me in a... I'm
Ella,
mad.
Let me tell you something.
What?
I won 9 of my placements, and the one I lost was because everyone on my team left. It was a group of 5, and they all left.
Oh, no.
So I just memed with the enemies, and I lost that one.
Really?
Won 9 placements, thought I'd rank up to people that know how to play the game. I went up 100 SR.
Right? Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I, the thing is, I perform amazing in any, all the time. And when you put me in competitive, my hands sweat so much that I drop the controller. That's exactly when the world decides, oh, the apocalypse is happening. That's when my mom's like, do the dishes! I can't do it now! And then, oh, geez, and my dog jumps on my... It's just this... Nothing, the stars do not align.
You're
for
a sweaty
me.
Widowmaker, aren't you?
Yeah. But now I'm basically a pro Genji now, alright? I'm fantastic at Genji and Hanzo. I know what, I realized that I was really crappy last time you were over and played, but I was a level 7 then, alright? I had the game
too.
For like
I'm
2 weeks.
I'm a Hammond god, you have no idea. I'll send you my highlight compilation when I'm done.
Alright. Yeah, but now I'm a... Did you just fall? But now now I am a fantastic Genji and Hanzo and Zenyatta.
Hmm.
Oh, have you played the new play event? Zenyatta.
What event? Oh, the archives?
Archives, yeah. I got the Black White Genji skin, and then I got the Skio and Hanzo skin. I really, really, really want the Deadlock McCree, because I'm really good at McCree. I like playing him a lot.
The only two legendary skins I've gotten so far are for Bastion and Symmetra.
Like in general, or for archives?
For the archives.
I got the first box I opened. I got Cadet Oxton, which is pretty cool. I'm a good tracer now. I used to suck, but now I'm good.
I like tracer.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. I got a legendary Winston. I got a legendary Batiste, but it wasn't even archives. I just happened to get a legendary for him. I got the pirate.
Mm.
Do you like Batiste? He's pretty cool.
No, I hate him.
I hate him. He sucks.
I hate him. Do you know why I hate him? Honestly,
why?
Because everyone on my team, when we need a healer, goes. He sucks as healer.
Yeah.
Heal.
Yeah. Okay? No. And everyone who plays Batiste think he's a DPS. He's a healer. He's a primary healer. Like.
Oh.
I don't think people on the team have never used a healing grenade. They're like, how do I heal? They think the only thing they can use is their gun and the immortality field. They do not know that they can heal other people.
You know what I especially hate about Batiste, and I cannot stress this enough? I hate that a 15-second charge time ability
can grant you immortality.
Can block every single damage ultimate in the game.
Yeah, I hate that so much.
Like, if a team...
The cooldown needs to be...
Players, right? You get Reinhardt Earthshatter, you get Zarya Graviton, D.Va Bomb, Tam and Minefielded, you start getting Roadhog thing, damaged, Bastion uses configuration tech. Whatever. One player on your team puts down a little tiny drone that stops every ultimate.
Yeah, it needs to have at least the cooldown of Mercy's res. Because, it's not fair that Mercy has to res somebody, but she has to wait, over 30 seconds. Yeah. But Batiste can literally stop everyone on his team from dying every 15 seconds.
You know what I would like to see?
What?
I think that his damage-boosting wall should boost less damage and be one of his abilities. Be smaller and boost less damage, be one of his abilities. Yeah. And the immortality should be ultimate.
Yeah. But it should last longer as ultimate. It should get buffed.
Yeah,
if it was an ultimate, it would get buffed, but it's way overpowered just as an ability. It's...
I know.
But Batiste as a character, I really like his character a lot. But I just can't stand. Yeah, you're right. I hate playing with him. I hate playing against him. He's awful. And also, I'm really salty because my third most main hero is Zenyatta. And I remember Jeff Kaplan was like, we feel that we needed a healer with the ability. We feel like that as a healer, he needed the ability to disengage. And then it's like Zenyatta's over here. Am I a joke to you? It's just
I know.
Because Batiste, he can jump gun. He can shoot people. He has an immortality field. He's not gonna die. He has regenerative birth. He can heal himself really fast. Zenyatta, he has a lot of armor, eventually he'll heal, but that's not good when you have a flanking tracer on your butt. Like, what's that gonna do?
I know. He can't
move. He has a disc. He has a little tiny ball. What's that gonna do? Like, I'm good at killing people. Like, I kill more people than I heal. That reminds me. One time, I was on voice chat, and this guy at the end of the game, he was playing soldier the whole time.
Did you get a headset?
Yeah. Did I get what?
Did you ever get a headset?
I found a little microphone I could use. This guy who was playing DPS the whole time, soldier and stuff, he was like, yo, I got 20 kills, 5 deaths, not that bad. And I just wanted to say, I was in Yahoo the whole time. As well as I got 25 kills and 4 deaths, and that was so funny. Because what a healer, I did all the work. I did all the kills. My favorite thing is when I'm Zenyatta and it comes up for how many kills I got. It's really funny.
I know. Dude, I love I love people saying they're good at this game, and they go some... Never mind.
I just no, playing... finish.
So, I love playing Hammond. Because I love at the end of the game. Or, oh, by the way, I played a game yesterday that had 3 rounds and I got 9 self destructs as D.Va. I thought you should know that.
Oh, that's sick. Anyway. Dude.
I love going Hammond because I go him a lot. And this guy in my team is like, yo, dude, I got 2 silvers and a bronze. I'm so good at this game. And then I'm over here, just like, all gold, 0 deaths.
Oh my god. And you somehow even have gold healing as Hammond, you're just that good.
As Hammond.
Yeah, I'm so good at Hammond, I can heal people, man.
You know what I didn't realize about the adaptive shield that's overpowered?
You don't charge alt when you shoot at it.
I know, that's what I learned. It's so good.
I know, that's like, whoa. Also, okay, I got a bone to pick with my brain-dead teammates. So, there's an enemy Zarya, right? I love playing Zarya, but I hate playing against her. But, like, I guess that's why I play her. Because I'm the annoying person that's good at characters. So, they see an enemy Zarya. This is their mindset. Oh, I see an enemy Zarya has a bubble on her. I'm gonna shoot at it and give her charge. And then they wonder why she was able to kill us so fast.
I know. Like,
oh, I'm going, like, Diva's like, oh, I'm gonna shoot rockets at a bubble in Zarya. It's not like she'll get 100% charge. They, like, do they think it's gonna break her bubble? Because it won't. As a Zarya player, she's my, like, when I play tank, I main her. I rely on people being stupid. Like, I know people are going to be so dumb. They're thinking, oh, I can break the bubble. No, you cannot. You're just making me more powerful to microwave you in the butt.
You know what I would love?
What?
I would love for, as Zarya's charge got bigger, I would love to see her hair just get longer. As she
oh my, like, Super Saiyan. Oh my god.
As she has 100 charge, her hair.
Yeah, and she starts screaming. Like, she's like, ah, I'm killing you. It'd be so funny. Her hair just gets long. Her hair, like, floats up, like, you know, in a Super Saiyan way. She starts screaming.
Yeah.
But, oh man, Zarya is great.
Yeah. I tried Roadhog the other day. And I beat.
Oh, I'm getting Roadhog.
And I beat. I've never played Roadhog. I have, like, 2 minutes as him as my career. And I beat a longtime Roadhog team who's had the game for 2.5 years longer than me.
Really?
Yeah, it was Brian, the guy in the chat right now.
No, no, no. Isaac, I went easy on you. What do you mean? Dude, yeah, this was a great podcast until you just said that. I was having a good time listening to you guys talking about Overwatch, and then this ginger ale just comes up and says, "No,
ginger ale." I can't wait. It's ginger ale.
Oh, is that my new nickname?
Yeah, ginger ale. I'm changing your contact name to ginger ale. Oh.
Brian,
did you realize that Ginger Ale was talking about you when he was telling this story?
What story?
When he was talking about the Roadhog thing, did you realize it was you he was talking about?
No, I didn't. I thought he was, like, playing in a comp or something, and it's just like, it was Brian that got in the chat. I'm here. Quietly minding my own business, listening to you guys talk, playing Catharsis, and then you guys just dissed me.
And then Ginger.
Hey, that wasn't me. That was all Ginger Ale. All right, I don't diss nobody.
Oh, the song is so addicted.
Alright. But who do you... Do you ever get mad that like you're really good at a character but you don't enjoy playing them? So, like when you're on Mystery Heroes. Like, I hate this character, but I gotta go save my team, I guess.
And I don't then, like, do that kind of stuff.
I love doing Mystery Heroes. It's really? Great. Yeah, because it gives you chances to find out, oh, hey, I didn't know I was good at Roadhog, and then it turns out I am. That's how I found out I was good at Hanzo and Zarya.
Well, Roadhog's easy. You just hook and then kill them and then heal.
Roadhog is just a harder to kill version of Reaper.
True.
Do you guys
want because he can heal.
The mate.
Yeah, and his shotgun. Like, it does as much damage as Reaper's does. And he can hook, he can stun you. So. Oh, I love playing Ashe. Do you like playing Ashe?
I've actually tried Ashe recently. She's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I love playing her. I'm pretty good at her.
Sometimes when I'm bored, I just play through Eat Some Real, and it gets my mind all cleared off.
I was doing that earlier, too.
Who's the hardest character to play effectively, in your opinion?
I think...
Widow.
I'm actually a Mercy God as well, by the way.
Really?
Widow's pretty hard. I think Reinhardt's pretty hard.
Reinhardt? No. It depends on how you want to play Reinhardt. Like, if you want to be aggressive and be completely useless to your team and charge away and die instantly.
Right, that's
then
not
yet,
right. You have to.
Yeah, but to be in a. No, there can be aggressive Reinhardt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think to be good at. There's a couple characters in the game that don't take a lot of skill. But I think
like Moira.
Every character.
Moira. I hate Moira so much.
Yeah, no. They're
Moira's not that bad.
And you can argue against me on this if you want to. Mm-hmm. But I think Hammond is actually really hard to play effectively.
Yeah, effectively, yeah. He's like the same level as Winston, except he can be even more annoying. Okay, so for the first time, like yesterday, I played against a Hammond that was actually a nuisance. He was like, he made it difficult. It's hard to come across a Winston or a Hammond that actually makes life difficult for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so this Hammond, I was like, oh, it's just a Hammond, no problem. I don't know how he did it. He was shaking up everything. Like, it was crazy. It was scary. And that, oh man. And it takes a lot to shake me with a Hammond or a Winston, because I main Genji, who's countered by like Winston and stuff. And so when I see a tank that really scares me, you know I'm scared. Like, it was awful. I was like, no, because he was. Oh, it was. Did you see his new highlight intro? Hammond's. The Archives highlight intro, it's really funny.
Wait, does he actually?
Yeah. It's
about to turn on my Xbox, pull up Overwatch, and watch it.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious.
Alright, I'm turning on Overwatch. I need to see this. Can you buy it, or only get it from boxes?
You can buy it. Probably expensive, though.
It's fine, I can probably afford it.
Brian, who do you main?
Roadhog, Junkrat, D.Va, those three, pretty much.
Pharah.
Sometimes. I don't really, go full on Pharah. She's easy, though. In certain maps, you just fly above, and then you just see the whole team.
I was playing Goats in a six stack yesterday. I was D.Va, and I literally kept beating up on their Pharah so hard.
Aw, man.
Because I would just fly at her, melee, just use my infinity shoot, and take her out so easily.
My favorite thing is when I'm Hanzo and I take down a Pharah. Because usually it's Hanzo, you don't take down Pharah because she's always
was hard.
But I love doing that. It's my favorite. So on the archives event, I was playing Hanzo. Like any hero's choice, and I got a 73% fire arrow accuracy and a 31% critical hit accuracy.
Really?
Yeah, I have proof. Or it was like something around there. Hold on.
Dang.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, the weapon accuracy was 55% for this one. I got one that was, like, 73%. It was a different one. But, hang on. I'll send it.
Okay.
There's that. Proof of my godliness. And then there's that another one, 70% accuracy.
Wow.
Another thing that's really annoying, I hate Brigitte. Dude, it turns out we were saying it right. It is Brigitte.
I have no idea. Brigitte is so bad. Wait.
What?
I love him. All right, is it the dramatic? Oh, I've actually seen that one. I bought the touchdown one because I really love it. Yeah.
What's your favorite legendary skin you have?
I don't know. To be honest, I like the one. I really like the one I got for Bastion.
Oh, which one? Oh, was that the Gishin one?
Yeah, it just looks cool.
Yeah, that one's really cool. Are you copping the lore of that one?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm copping all the lore and stuff. I'm your guy when it comes to lore, all right? I know everything.
I know Hammond's lore.
He was with Winston!
I know.
Okay. So the Gishin, that's what's attacking South Korea. That's what D.Va's fighting against.
Okay.
It's this is the type of Omnic that attacks South Korea and stuff. So like in South Korea, there's this one big Omnic that's in the ocean that they can't destroy and stuff. That sends out tinier Omnics. They're just as deadly and stuff. And they're called the Gishin. That's just what Bastion's skin is. He's the Gishin from South Korea.
Huh. That's cool. Oh, wait.
Ah! I just spilled my ice. Yes!
Can you tell the full lore of Hammond? Because I only got the basic version.
Well, because he is just a hamster, there's not that much on him. In his origin story, he was on, the same space station as, Winston was. He was given, like, stuff, you know, the same stuff Winston was, to give him intelligence. But he was, gaining intelligence, way faster than the other animals.
Yeah.
And he was always a troublemaker. He would always escape. And somehow he like got an escape pod and he escaped down to Earth. He landed in Junkertown. Yeah, Junkertown. I believe he landed in Junkertown, and that's where he built the hamster ball. He built that himself.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Junkertown is Hammond's worst.
Yeah.
At least the beginning. But yeah, keep going.
And yeah, that's basically it for Hammond. And then he just kind of made a living in Junkertown because he is a genius. He did build his ball.
Yeah.
His little thing. So yeah, that's as far as we got with Hammond. But yeah, he and Winston knew each other. So they were pretty tight, I'm guessing.
Huh.
But Yeah, he's just a cute little hamster. And he was friends with the scientist that Winston's friends with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I don't know what I was saying.
Okay, I actually have a question.
Yeah.
Why is D.Va called D.Va, not Hannah?
Oh, you don't know the lore of D.Va? Oh, here we go. So, D.Va, professional gamer. All right, me and her team, she would do professional gaming all around the world. That's why if you go in Hanamura, Japan, the arcade, if you look to the upper right, you can see a poster of D.Va. It says, like, D.Va coming to Japan,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She's a famous gamer. But then, one time, the Gishin attacked, and people needed, South Korea needed people for their mecha program. They realized that gamers were the best equipped to control these mechs, because like normal pilots weren't doing them justice. They were like designed as a video game, so they called upon South Korea's best gamers and stuff. And so yeah, D.Va and her team, like Demon King, stuff like that, people like them, they adopted the mecha mechs and stuff. That's why so D.Va's name, stage name, was D.Va when she was a gamer. And so her gaming skills got her into protecting her country, and so she, yeah, that's just why she's D.Va. It's her stage name, and she's still famous. Huh?
Until like a month ago, I called D.Va Dr. Va.
Oh no, really? Dr. Va.
Seriously.
Like, you legit thought that was what she...
Wait, Isaac, you actually thought that it was...
No, I actually thought that.
I thought that even better.
That's really funny. Dr. Va.
I'm gonna go Dr. Va.
Oh my god. Any other lore questions? I know literally all of it.
Okay, so Hanzo and Genji are brothers, right?
Yes! Oh, I know so much about them. I love them so much. They did nothing wrong. Actually, they all did a bunch of things wrong, but they are perfect, alright?
And Zenyatta is also one of their... Or was he their sensei?
No! Okay, wrong! Okay, so as you know, okay, buckle up. Okay, it's about to get wild. So, as you know, Hanzo tried to murder his brother because he did not want to be a part of the Shimada clan after their father died and Hanzo took over. Very, very, very brief about this.
Okay.
So, we're going to ignore Hanzo for a little bit. He's not important with this. I love Hanzo, but we're going to ignore him. Genji... He was found, Overwatch found him. Angela, Mercy, saved his life. She gave him prosthetics. Voila, his life was saved. But, that's where Blackwatch Genji was born. Right after the incident, when Angela saved his life, Genji joined Blackwatch. You know the Blackwatch skin, what that looks like?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he looked like before. He joined Blackwatch for a couple of years. I don't need to go into that. If you want me to, I will. But then he was still struggling. Of course he was. He had no body. He lost 3 out of 4 of his limbs. All he had was a left arm left and his head. So he was struggling. And that's when Blackwatch and Overwatch are starting to get in a bunch of fights. They were falling apart. It was drama. It was awful.
Yeah, I've only got the upper half of my body minus my right arm. It's a little
and
rough,
my left,
but I've
and his left nipple. That's all he has.
Of course.
But yeah, and he was like, "Yo, I need a break, man." And so then he decided to wander the world, trying to come at peace with his cybernetic body. That's where the nomad skin comes in. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I've never seen that.
Oh. Well, look at Genji's skin. You know what I'm talking about. It's called Nomad. That's what he looks like. And then he was, like, apparently in Nepal for some reason, wandering around. Where he met Zenyatta, the Omnic Monk, part of the Shambhali. That's not important right now. But Geniano's like, yo, you a troubled soul. Come with me, fam. I'll make you better. So Genji was taken in as Zenyatta's pupil. So Zenyatta is now Genji's master at Nepal. He started to live there. And then that's when, like, Genji started to come at peace with his body, because Zenyatta's, like, he's freaking Gandhi, all right? And then that's where Genji gets his green, his original skin, the one we all know and love. He became happy, and he's at peace, now he's wise. He isn't angry anymore. That's why he forgives Hanzo, because Zenyatta is like, you'll never be at peace of yourself if you're angry. This anger is a prison. And Genji's like, yo, fam, you right. And then I'm going to forgive my brother who tried to murder me. So then that's what leads up to the cinematic short film Dragons with Hanzo Shimada and Genji Shimada at Shimada Castle on a merge, Japan. Woo! So yeah, Zenyatta and Hanzo do not know each other. Hanzo is still bitter about everything. But there, that's how Zenyatta and Genji know each other.
Huh. Wait, Ella?
Yes?
How and why do you know all this stuff?
I am obsessed with lore. I knew more about Overwatch than everybody before I even had the game. Alright? I'm just like that. I'm a super fan of everything. Like, I knew more about the game than Isaac did before I even had the game. I knew more about the lore and everything. I knew everybody's counters. I do my research. Believe me, alright?
Wait, Ella, when did you get Overwatch?
Christmas.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's when I got my PS4. So, there. I do my research.
Holy crap.
Wait, you know May?
May? Oh, I love... May I love is hers. Satan. I was on voice chat, and I forgot that my mic was on, and May killed me, and I just kind of screamed, I was killed by Satan! And this one guy was like, I don't think she's Satan. I think she's Satan's girlfriend. And then we got into this whole debate on like what her relationship was.
Guys, look at Nate's post.
Jeez, okay.
Simon and Nick Graydon also said yum.
Wow.
That's great.
Oh, wait, Brian, I commented on a PewDiePie video and it got highlighted.
How?
Really? Yo, that's sick.
And what video? What video?
Yes, I got another one. Wait. It's not highlighted anymore. Dang it.
Aww.
Please watch.
Well, what? Thanks. Well, you gotta tell us what you
It was that one? That one was today.
Yeah. It's Novex Zavar an hour ago. It says PewDiePie smiles, and then if you hit read more, you get the joke.
He's bullying depressed people.
Wait, you found it? You found it?
Yeah.
No way. Is it this on top?
It's like the fourth one.
Seriously?
No, it's like the sixth one.
Yes. Wait, do you see it?
Good job, Isaac.
I'm looking for it. Hold on, we have to find PewDiePie. PewDiePie!
It's called Novex.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's PewDiePie!
My logo is a black circle with, like, blue headphones in it. In a blue circle.
The most likes I've gotten on a YouTube comment was, like, 700-something.
Wait, what was the video called?
Yeah.
What's the video called?
It's the newest one. Please watch for watch time, thanks.
Okay. I can't find it. My most liked comment on YouTube currently, hold on, let me check. It was just recently. Hold on, here. It's, like, at the top. It was at a Starbomb video. Yeah, it has 512 likes and 7 comments. It was for a Starbomb music video. It was like in the second place trophy for local spelling bee. I was like, the championship word is nomenclature. It's for music and stuff. But yeah, that's pretty cool. Yo, do you guys like Dungeons and Dragons?
I've heard of it. I've never played. It sounds cool, though.
Okay, so I just recently got obsessed with it, and I started learning how to play, so now I'm basically a pro. Not completely yet, anyways. I've never actually played with anybody because nobody wants to play with me. I was with my friend, and this is how the conversation went. Like, it went exactly like this. I was like, yo, I started learning Dungeons and Dragons. Do you want to play with me? No. She cut me off before I could even ask. But, dude, you should learn Dungeons and Dragons. We should play together. It's so fun.
It sounds fun.
Hold on. I'll send you the thing where you can learn. I found a really nice video juego. That means video game in Spanish. I don't know. Here, I'll find it.
I have of my console Hammond clip montage so far. I just started looking for clips like a week ago. And this is what I have.
I'll send the D&D thing. But it's so fun. I think you'd like it a lot. It may seem overwhelming, but trust me, it's so fun.
I'll check that out. All right. Wait, I actually started to make a hero one time. I started to make
a PC,
but it took so long, and I got bored and just dropped the whole thing.
Well, you kind of gotta know what you're doing before you create a character, or else it'll be really confusing. But
yeah, I didn't know. Yeah, I sent you what I have so far in my montage.
Yo, you completely got that point for your team in that montage. Wow, that was great.
No, I did. I did yesterday too, but I couldn't clip it in time.
Oof.
I just forgot. But I won it against 4 people on the enemy team.
Yeah, dude, that was nice.
There's more.
You truly are a Hammond player.
I know.
And I hate Hammond, but you know what? Good for you, buddy.
Yeah, how do you even play Hammond? It's like those hamster balls in Fortnite. You can't control it.
It's easy.
Once you get, like, I can play him. I don't enjoy playing him.
You have to have the play style.
Yeah, that's not my play style. I'm not a dive. Here, I flank, alright? I'm not an annoying person who flanks a lot, but I can't do dive heroes like Winston or Hammond or anything. Or I can play D.Va, but I don't like to. It's just not fun, but I like it.
I feel like I only play D.Va for her ultimate. Do you guys feel the same?
Really? No. Because so when you know, like, the stars at the end of everyone's portrait and stuff,
yeah,
that signifies 100 levels.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, you know, the silver portraits mean over level 600.
Yeah.
And stuff. So when I got my first star, like, quick play started putting with people who are like over level 600, because, like, you know, it puts you with people who are more your level.
Yeah.
And so, like, I instantly got put with people who are over level 500 and 400, 600. So then everything got so much harder. And what I realized is that the...
What?
Oh, wait. No, you can go ahead. Sorry.
Okay.
It sounds so exciting.
That the longer you play Overwatch and the more advanced you get, the D.Va ult is nothing. Like, it's nothing to be concerned about.
Really not.
Yeah, like when you first start playing, like, I hated the D.Va ult. It was so scary. I was like, ah!
Screaming. Yeah.
But now it's, like, it's one of the most, it's the least concerning ult out there. What you need to be afraid of is one crazy woman shouting Russia. That's where you need to be scared, because that means, you know.
10, like, unless, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Four, three,
two,
one.
Yay!
Yeah.
1 hour.
Oh, it was that.
Oh, I didn't know what we were talking about. I was like, why are we counting down?
We made it to 1 hour.
We did.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good job, Isaac. Yeah. Your podcast was a success.
Yes, indeed.
Oh no, I'm in the basement and I was tossing something up and I hit a light bulb.
Did it break?
No, it's not turning on either.
Oh god.
That's great.
By the way, I think it's fine. Okay, we're good.
Brian did it.
Yeah, I did it.
Ninja.
Wait,
Brian,
what? No,
did it.
No.
You agreed to breaking my light bulb.
Oh my god, what is that?
What are you doing?
I'm brushing my teeth.
are you sawing your teeth off? I thought you were amputating somebody's limb. What?